Okay, so we are on our second day. We are on our second day together in Maseches Ksubis. We are on three lines from the bottom on Daf Beis Amud Beis. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the sugya. We have two versions of Rava. So far we've only had one. But the yesterday's Daf, in the middle of the Amud, by the two dots, Amar Rava. Rava says, Ein Ones Begitin. Meaning, if a person gives a get al Tnai, this is your get if I don't come back within 30 days. This is your get if I die from this sickness. This is your get in Lobasa Bikam Ayud Beis Chodesh. In all those cases, it is a good get, even if there is an ones that occurs to the person and that's why he did not come back. Still, Rava's opinion is Ein Ones Begitin. There is no taina, there is no claim of ones when it comes to get. So I mentioned that there were four possibilities. Where does he get this from? Right? So ask the Gemara, Minol Rava Ha, where does he get this from? So we had three possibilities that so far were rejected, three sources that we tried to bring for Ein Ones Beget. And now finally the Gemara says, three lines from the bottom, Ella Rava, Svara Dinafshe Ka'amar. Rav is really giving a svara. It's based on a svara. That's why he says, Ein Ones Beget. Usually a svara we have, a svara is a daraisa level. Sometimes the Gemara will ask. The Gemara in Bava Kama asks, Wadi, the Gemara quotes a pasuk for Hamotzi Mechaver Alav Araya. And the Gemara then says, Wadi the pasuk, it's a svara. So this doesn't mean that kind of svara, but as we're going to see, this is a svara derabanan. But this is what it's based on. It's not based on a previous source. Rav is saying, Svara Dinafshe. Why? What's the svara to say, Ein Ones Beget? Meaning, what's the svara to say, even though there was an ones, the get should still be chau, mishum tsnuos, umishum prutzos. Because of tsnuos and because of prutzos. What does that mean? Mishum tsnuos, number one, because of tsnuos, because of women who will be extra tsanua. Here the context means extra machmir on themselves. They want to be extra careful. Why? De'i amrit, lo lehevi get. If you say that really it is not a good get, meaning, Rava says, if you'd say that the tain of ones would be accepted, that'll cause problems. Why? Zimna delo anis. Sometimes an ones will not occur. Really, he won't come back, and it should be a good get. But v'savra da anis, the wife will say, I'm not sure. Maybe an ones did occur. How am I supposed to know? And therefore, she will not get remarried. Umi agna v'yasva. And she'll just remain in Aguna and sit and not get married. So the only way to help out this problem, says Rava, is if I say that it is a good get in any case. Even if there was an ones, I say that it is a good get. And therefore, these tsnuos won't be sitting there forever. Because they'll know no matter what happened, they'll be able to get remarried. That's on the one hand, mishum tsnuos. And the Gemara also says, umishum prutzos. Also on the other half, the other type of women, who will not be as careful and not care as much. Di amrit lo lehevi gita. Again, the same thing says Rava. If you say that it would not be a good get, meaning we'd accept the taina of ones, zimnin da anis, other than ones will occur. And therefore, it should not be a good get. The amr lo anis, but these women will say, what kind of chances an ones happen? It's probably not an ones, he probably just didn't want to come back. The Oslo mitzvah, and then she'll do this lahachis, but she just won't be careful enough, and she'll go and get remarried, based on the fact that she thinks he's a good get, and then her husband's going to come and say, you know what, the bridge was out. That's why I didn't come. And therefore, the it would be an ones, it wasn't a good get, she'll be remarried with children, and it'll come out that the get will be batil, and her children will be mamzerim. So therefore, says Rava, mida oraisa, this get is not a good get. Mida oraisa, because mida oraisa, there's an ones. Mida rabbanan, mishab tsnuos to mishab prutzos, because of the concern of women who will be extra machli or extra makel on themselves, that is why we say it won't be a good get. That is the final svara for Rava of Ein Ones Begit. Okay, one general point that I think we mentioned at the beginning, towards the beginning of Maseches Yevamos, but one general point about this sugya that I heard from Rav Rosenzweig about Ein Ones Begit. Maybe this is part of a larger sugya that we've discussed in the past. Ein Ones Begit means, let's say, besides the last possibility, which is a derabanan, but the first few possibilities, this might even be a din d'oraisa, that once the get process has started, once the tahalich hagerushin has started, it's very difficult to stop it. That's what Ein Ones means. You can't, even an ones, you know, won't stop it. So what might be behind that idea? So he quoted, again, it's not the other earlier Achronim discuss it, and that is, we find sources that in Ge'or, let me just put it this way, there's no parallel sugya of Ones Bekidushin. Ain onis b'kiddushin. That's when you marry somebody else tonight. I'm married to you if I don't come back, and then an onis occurs. Of course, it's not going to be a marriage. So why is it? Why only by gittin might it work and the process continue without? And it's very hard to uproot the process. Masha'inkin by kiddushin. Again, the last day is that it's a didir rabbanan. But let's assume, let's say in the havamina, that in the first three possibilities, that it might have been a dinda araisa. There are many sources that seem to say that the act of get doesn't start at the maisa gerushin. There are halachos, maybe, according to some, that even kick in earlier. Either once the husband decides to divorce, or once the get is written, even though they're not divorced yet. But still, we find some sources that point to the fact that once the Talich HaGerushin has started, you know, things have already started. It's not like Kiddushin, where until you give the ring to the woman, boom, nothing has happened. But the Gerushin, a lot happens before the Maisa Gerushin. Reb Shimon in Gittin and Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph, what does Reb Shimon say? Kivin shenosav nosan ein av legarsha, shuv ein lo peros. The husband can no longer eat peros from the woman's property once he's decided to divorce her. He says, what do you mean? They're still married. No, nothing in the garsha. Some halachas kick in. The Rashbam says in Maseches Baba Basra, the Rashbam says the case there is a case where the husband and the wife went into a churva and the husband's going in to see if the woman has a certain type of mumin. And the Rashbam there says, based on the maskana of the Gemara, since they're married, but he went in to check if she had a mum or not. Mesa eino yarsha. He doesn't yarshin her once he's already not sure whether he wants to stay married to her. The kivan tahayibadaito lagarsha imyimsa'ena bailas mum, since he has in mind to divorce her if he finds out that she has such a mum. Ubatokach mesa kodab shidispaisu, and then she died in the interim. Eino zocha biyerusha. And the Rashbam even says further, if there was a ketata, which we said doesn't just mean a little tiff, the end of Zayin Yavamis, we said there was a major fight between the parties, shuv eino yarsha, as it says, and he quotes Reb Shimon, mishanasa eino lagarsha shuvi labal peros. The Marshal talks about maybe there's no avelus. Again, we find these sources that maybe the gittin process has started even before the get has been given. Now, just one final source related to this. Rav Shechter writes in Eretz HaTzvi on page Kuf Ayin Dalet Kuf Ayin Hey. He says, you find an interesting halacha. Generally, there's a halacha called havchana. You have to wait 3 months in between marriages. Say a husband dies or divorce. You have to wait 3 months to know exactly who the father is. Let's say the husband has been in jail for 2 years. In jail for 2 years before they got divorced. So you know they haven't lived together. You still have to wait 3 months from the time of divorce. Or let's say, you know, he was sick or she was sick. You always have to wait 3 months. There's one exception according to one of the opinions. What's the exception? Ksiva saget. It could be that if it was ksiva saget and then a month later they got divorced, then you could wait from ksiva saget. That's what Shmuel holds. Meima saimona laget, Shmuel says mishas ksiva. Say, ask Rav Shechter, what do you mean mishas ksiva? Why should that be different than the others? You have to go by the Shas of the Gerushin. The answer is, from Shas Ksiva, that's already, the getting process has already started. Shas Ksiva, if he's in jail, nothing started yet. They're still fully married. And it could even be, as Lashon is, it might be a Hafkas Mixas Be'ishus. Right when the get is written, the marriage is weakened. It's tainted. They're not fully married anymore. So that, it all applies by Gerushin. All of that fits in possibly to our Gemara. Our Gemara, the first day of Ein Onis Beget, what is that saying? It's hard to break the Gerushin process once it started. By Kiddushin, nothing's happened before the Maisa Kiddushin. And therefore, of course, if there's an Onis that occurs, it doesn't get off the ground. Mashenkin by Gerushin, since a lot of it has started already, it could be that's also part of what's behind the fact of Ein Onis Beget. Yeah. Right, why not start the process earlier? Right, so again, that's the Ksivas Haget. The question was, why don't you start the 3 months according to Shmuel, even from the decision? So one might just say, technically, you don't always know when the decision is made. It's hard to have an objective way of knowing. Ksivas Haget, you know. This is a concretized das. You know, beforehand, you know, until he does that, you might say, it's just a problem you don't know. Or maybe until we see that concretization, you know, it's not as serious enough. Once he makes that decision and does it, so then that would be serious enough. Okay. Continues the Gemara. I said yesterday, there will be some daf in Maseches Ksubis that it's a crime not to spend more time on, but, you know, we got to do what we have to do to try to get as much as we can in the time that we have allotted and you know, spend more time in it in the outside of the contours of the shir. Says the, on the top, fourth line, last word. So what did we just say in the first day of Rava? Rava says, Mita Oraisa, this is not a good get. Mita Oraisa, we should accept that the bridge was out, there was an ones, and then the get is batel. Mita Rabbanan, Rava says, because it's Tzruos and Prutzos, it is a good get. Ask the Gemara now, Umi Ika Midi, do we ever have such a thing? To Mita Oraisa, Lola Havi get. Mita Oraisa, it's not a good get. Umishum Tsenuos, Umishum Prutzos, Sharina, and Ashes Ishla Alma. Mita Oraisa, they're still married. Mida Raisa, there, the get was not a good get. Mida Rabbanim are going to say, oh, it's a good get, and she's with it to marry Nation's Ish. Where did the Rabbanim get such a power? We know there's a concept called Yesh Koach B'yad HaChamim Lakar Dover Menatora B'Shei Val Tasa. We have that in Maseches Yevamos. Peites Tzadik Chacham can tell you, don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Don't shake a lulav. Don't do this. They can tell you that. Don't do a certain mitzvah. But where do they ever have the power to change a chalos? To change a status in halacha. Where did they ever get that? We had one or two opinions earlier in Maseches Yevamos also, could they take away Kedushas Yisrael? Generally, it's not assumed that they can take away Kedushas Yisrael. Here, they're changing a status, married, not married? Where did they ever get where do we ever see that they could do such a thing? So says the Gemara, in, they could do it. Kol de Mekadesh Adaita Drabana Mekadesh. Anyone who gets married does it on the condition with the das of the Rabbanon, of the Chachma Yisrael. V'yafkeinu Rabbanon l'kiddushin minei. And the Rabbanon can be mafkia the kiddushin. In other words, there are special powers to the Chachma Yisrael by marriage and divorce. You're right, this is not a general rule that they could change statuses, but by marriage and by divorce, there they have special powers of in what they could do. So again, there's a lot to talk about here. Let's just finish the next three lines, and then we'll talk about, I think, three separate ideas on these few lines. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi. Ravina says to Ravashi, 1 minute. Tenach Kaddish Bekaspa. I understand how they could uproot a marriage if the marriage was originally done with money. Kiddushe Kesef. The first mission in Kiddushin, a woman can get married three ways. Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. So I understand how the Kesef might be able to be changed. We'll talk about why. Why is Kesef easier to be changed? We'll see. Kaddish b'bia ma'ika l'meimar. But if it was done originally with bia, you know, how could they change that? Answers the Gemara. Shavu rabbanu l'bilasa bilasnus. No, they have the power to make the bia into a bias znus. So let's talk first about more on the daf. And that is, number one, where does this power come from? What does this mean? Afkeinu rabbanu l'kiddushin minei. Again, this comes up in three or four places in Shas. And what does it mean? Afkeinu rabbanu l'kiddushin minei. Most Rishonim assume that this is a kind of tnai. It's a kind of condition. Whenever a person gets married, when they say, look at the little Tosfos, Adaita d'Rabbana Mekadesh, Lachein Omrim B'Shas Kiddushin, K'das Moshe V'Yisrael, right here in the little Tosfos. It's a tnai. Whenever a person gets married, they're saying, I'm married as long as the rabbi says I'm married. That's it. So a person can make any condition they want. So, as if I'm saying that. You know, if they one day say that I'm not married anymore, I'm not married anymore. And that's what's working here. That's what the Ritva says, Beferish is a tnai. That's what Rashi here seems to say. Rashi on the in the first skinny lines, Kol Makadish Isha Al Da'as Shehin Higu Chachmi Yisrael B'Yisrael Makadisha Shiyu Kayam in Kiddushin Lufi Divrei Chachamim V'Yu Betin Lufi Divrei Chachamim. They will be there. The Kiddushin will be there and not be there based on the Tanai. What if the woman doesn't realize this Tanai? Usually by Tanai you have to have Da'as Isha. We mentioned that a little bit yesterday. By Gerushin you don't need the Da'as Isha. What about the by Kiddushin? You need the Dasa Isha. He's making the Tanai. Hari Amukadesh Sleep Vasu. But does she have to understand the Tanai or not? There's an amazing diak. The Shita Bukubetsa says, you look at that Rashi that I just read. Kol Makadesh Isha, Al Dashin Higu Chachmi Yisrael, etc. Why does Rashi say the word Isha? What's you be Makadesh? What else would you be Makadesh? Kol Makadesh Isha. Al Dashin Kol Makadesh. Al Dashin. What's Rashi getting in that word Isha? So says the Shita Bukubetsa. So there we go. That word Isha is alluding to the fact that she's aware of the Tanai. And she also says, it's not that only the man is doing it on condition. Alluding to in that word is to tell us that the woman is also included in this condition. It's a conditional marriage as long as the Rabbanan, so long as the Rabbanan say that they are married. That is what Rav Rishonim say, it's a Tanai. There are, though, other opinions. The Ramban quotes here in Maseches Ksubis that maybe it's different. V'shamati dekamatartzim. I've heard another opinion. Hachi ka'amrinan. Shaviyu Rabbanan lebilaso bilasnus, ve'ein adam ose bi'ilaso bi'ilasnus. Lehilka gomer ve'yov gita me'achshav, Kadesh lo yafkir Rabbanan kiddushin. Shalote bilaso bilasnus. Says the Ramban, it's all about the threat. Really, the rabbis do nothing. The rabbis say, halachically, the mechanism is that they say, you know what? If you don't uproot this marriage yourself, if you don't divorce your wife, we're going to uproot this marriage. So the guy, the umdana is, a person would think to themselves, I don't want to get my marriage uprooted. I'll be living in sin for 35 years. I don't want that to happen. And therefore, we assume that he would really want to have given the get. Even though here, what is the pashas? The pashas is that it's not a good get, and the Chazal say it is a good get. Says the Rabbi, no. It's that Chazal, what does Afkinu mean? It's the threat of Afkinu makes each Ben Torah decide that they really want to be divorced, and that's why the get kicks in. So it's not just a condition, and then it'll be uprooted, and Afkinu might be, is it uprooted Mikana Lahabar Lamafreya? According to this Ramban, it's uprooted right now. It's that he really wants to give the get. He changes his mind based on the fact that he doesn't really want all his bios to be bios nus in all the years, and therefore he acquiesces to the get working right now. Oh, does she have the status? It's a good question. Does she have the status of a grusha in this case? If there was Afkenu, I think the acronym discussed it. Based on this Ramban, that would be the logical conclusion that she would have the status of a grusha. But again, Rov Rishonim say Tanai, and that's what the Pnei Yeshua here says as well. It's all about the threat of the Afkenu and not actually Rabbanan doing something. What about the next two lines of the Gemara? The Gemara says, "Find this works by Kiddushei Kesef." What about Kiddushei Bia? Why should Kesef and Bia be any different? They're both married. They're two of the three ways to get married. What about Shtar? That's not even in the Gemara. So some talk about Shtar. But what's the difference between Kesef and Bia? So Rashi explains, by Kesef, the Rabbanan could change status by money. Right? The money was originally Kiddushin money, and they could say, no, there's no such marriage. And they could say that money was really gift money. It was a Kiddushin money. Where do they have this power? So Tosfos quotes, Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. We know Tosfos, the Rabbanan have authority over monetary matters. They could say, your money belongs to you, and your money doesn't belong to you. They could do that. So by Kiddushin Kesef, there is a mechanism. But by Kiddushin Bia, what could they do with your Bia? Right, you live with somebody, right, for Kiddushin. So what did they change the Bia into? Hefker Bezin Hefker. So the answer to the Gemara is, in Achinami. They could take away the Kiddushin, and all you're left with is Bia's Nus. They have that power. That's how Rashi and Rav Rishonim learn it. There is a very famous Shita. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Going back to the previous Rashi, Avkuru Rabbanan
Kiddushin Minei?
Shiyavo Getzeh. Oh,
Kishayavo Getzeh. Is that like the Ramban? I mean, it has to be, according to that Ramban, there has to be some instrument. The Ramban can't just say, if you did nothing, you know, we're going to be mevatel your Kiddushin. There has to be some instrument that comes later on. You're right, according to that Rashi. But I'm not sure if he would go as far as the Ramban. So, then after, Rav Rishonim say, what's the difference between Kesef and Bia? Kesef could be turned into Kesef Matana. Well, Bia, what are you going to change it into? But then, famous Shita of the Rabbeim of Rashi, Rabosav Shal Rashi, second half of Rashi, he quotes his Rabbeim, where he says, this is the Shaklavatari of the Gemara. Fine, by Kiddushei Kesef, the Rabbanan could uproot it because getting married with Kesef is only Midrabbanan. But Kiddushei Bia, that's Daraisa. That's Daraisa. So how could you do anything with that? Kamash Malan, they could still make it. They could change even a Daraisa. So it says, Rabosav Sharasi, getting married with Kesef is Darabanan. That's amazing. Right? Rashi says, it's learned that from Xavier Shava, the beginning of Sekhas Kiddushin. Kicha Kicha Misnei Ephron. How can you say that? Zereshav is a daraisa, as if it's written in the Torah. So this is an amazing shita. Where do they get this from? So we only, according to that shita, we all get married midrabbanan. The mechanism is drabbanan. The result might be daraisa. There are many times there are kinyanim derabanan which create a chalos daraisa, kinyan chalipin and others. So that's okay. But the fact that he calls kedusha kesef derabanan, you know, that is something amazing. Who else says such a thing? So this could be the shita saramba. Right, the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Ishas quotes that getting married with kesef is midivrei sofrim. Midivrei sofrim. But much talked about Rambam. What does divrei sofrim mean? Many times divrei sofrim means it's a derabanan which has roots in a pasuk in Navi. Pasuk Navi, something like that's called Divrei Sofrim. So that's what the Rambam's Gersa. Many Rishonim say it's a wrong Gersa. What does Divrei Sofrim mean? Divrei Sofrim means this is Zera Shava. But the Rambam might be a chaver to this Rabotzov Shalmashi. It's with the cat. I think I mentioned before, my father a couple of years ago was invited to the Vatican to see old Kisvei Yads of the Rambam. So he went with a four or five other scholars, and they went there, and I remember he went to Rabbi Blech. So he told me the story from Rabbi Emeritus of Young Israel of Oceanside. He said he went, and it was open. One of these very, very old Rambams was open to the beginning of Hilchos Ishus. And they looked behind the glass, they looked inside, and they see the first Lashon of Rambam, the first Halacha, Shlashton Min HaTorah. Shlashton Min HaTorah, Kesef Shtar and Bia, Shlashton Min HaTorah. That other Gersa that the Kesef Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah quote. So he was very excited, unbelievable. This is, we don't have that Gersa in any of our Rambams. But in this very, very old Rambam, they had that Gersa. So you see, the Rambam Shita is not 100% clear. At least the Gersa that we have, past hundreds of years, so that's. It seems to be connected, at least, to this Rabosov Shalrash. Okay. There's more to talk about here. There's a lot more to talk about, but let's do a little further, and then maybe we'll let's just at least finish the Sugya on Amar Aleph, and then maybe we'll come back to say one more idea about Onyx. Ika de Amre. Says the Gemara, there's a whole other version of Rava. On Amit Beis, what we've spoken about the past 25 lines, is that Rava says, Ein Onyx Begitin. Meaning, remember, how do we get into this whole thing? Unlike the halacha, that if the 12 months have finished between Eris and Nisuin, and it's time for the marriage to take place, the Mishnah says, Ochlos Bishalova, Ochlos Bitruma, that usually she gets to eat. But if an ones occurs, the ones breaks up that Chiyav Mizonos, Rava says, when it comes to get, right, that's how we started off yesterday, Elenian get the Nain O'Kane, get is different. Ones has no effect when it comes to get. But now we have the opposite version. Ika d'amre, amar Rava, v'chein le'inyin gittin. Just the opposite. The same thing applies to get. Meaning, ones does have significance. Al maksava Rava, yesh ones begittin. Really, Rava says, there is a tainus ones when it comes to get. That if he doesn't come back because of an ones, that does have an effect, and the get is not chal. So, the three rayas that we brought yesterday, now we'd be formulated as questions. Same as I parallel, so let's run through it. Meisvei says the brisa we brought yesterday also. This is your get if I don't come back from now until 12 months. And the person dies in between, ain't no get. So we learn if he dies in between, it's not a good get. So says the Gemara, Meisu de ain't no get. Should we be medayik that only if he dies it won't be a good get? Hachala hareza get. But if he got sick, it would be a good get. It would be a good get. And therefore, what does that show me? That even if he got sick, it would be a good get. That shows me that ones is not effective. Kashan Rava. Right? Because you can't tie no ones even though he got sick. Says the Gemara, no. Could very well be that even if he got sick, it would not be a good get. And therefore, Rava is okay that ones is a good taina when it comes to gittin. Vagufa kamashwan didn't get lachar misa. Why does it say the case of misa? To teach me that you can't give a get after a person dies. Ain't get lachar misa. A get only works when a person's alive. After a person dies, it's too late. She is an almana. She is not a grusha. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Ain't get lachar misa hatana le'resha. We already know that from the previous case of the Mishnah, as we brought yesterday. So again, the Gemara says, Dumalafu give me the rabbo seinu. That part of the Mishnah is going against the Shita of Rabboseinu, who we mentioned yesterday. Rabboseinu are of the opinion that whenever there is a date written in the document, it obviously means it should take effect today. After all, why then would you have written the date in the document? So to go against that opinion, the Mishnah said, no, this is still a get lachar misa. But still, there's no raya to prove to me anything about ones. Okay, Toshma, again, the same raya as yesterday is brought. Somebody says, this is your get from today. If I don't come and he doesn't come back, it's a good get because it went into effect earlier. Shouldn't we say this? There's no difference between mace and chole and getting sick. It's always a good get, which proves Rava that ones has not a claim when it comes to gittin. Lo mace dafka. There's no raya. It could be that misa is specific. There, the husband will definitely want it to work. He doesn't want his wife to have to marry her, his brother. But in other onesim, there is no raya. Toshma, final case, again, that we brought yesterday also. If I don't come from now until 30 days, it should be a good get. And he comes at the end of 30 days. Again, we didn't have time yesterday, but at the end of the shiur, remember those sources that we quoted about an ones on the last day. Right? That's what we're talking about here. He was always planning to come. He waited the last moment. Is that his fault? Or do we say, no, right now it's an ones, nafka mina in terms of davening. Right? If you were going to daven, and at the end of the times, man, you said, oh, an ones occurred. Is that shogig? Is that mazid? Upaski mavra, and the bridge broke. Amar lo chazed asoy, I'm here, I'm here. V'yamar shmuel lo shmei masya. But Shmuel says, tough luck, you didn't come. And therefore Shmuel said, it is a good get. So therefore, don't we see from here, ain ones forget? Ones is not a claim, and therefore it's a kasha on Rava. Our answer is also the shnuich shine. You know the air, it's different. It's not a regular case of ones. To keep him the boy lila snuya veloasni, since he should have checked it, he should have made it tonight. I mean, he should have said it. The bridge is out. I mean, he should have taken this into account. Since he didn't, iyuhuda asad anafshe, it's his own fault, and therefore we're very sorry, but we can't help him out at all. That's why the get kicks in. It's not a regular case of ones. Lamaskana, there's no raya either way. Yes.
Date on the document is that if I say that this if it's going to be a business transaction, it's going to take place in 6 months from now.
Here, is a big sugya. You might say here specifically it's a question because he's giving the shtar today, and then he's making a condition that it should be chal in 3 months from now. So maybe specifically here, there's more of a reason to say why do you write the get.
And if somebody did the same thing in business with a shtar and said, listen, I'm giving you a...
Right, so the source of this halacha is dinim ominis. The source of this halacha is from Baba Basra. Right, if you that the last skinny line on the previous amun, abeis, the source of this is, there is, I don't think we have to check how much we pask in that way, but that is a concept in regular dinim ominis as well. Again, unless there is an accepted practice to do something in a certain way, so there, I think here is even worse, because here, you're giving the get today. If it's not going to be chal for 3 months from now, why are you writing today's date? So it must be maybe you want something, according to that opinion. You want something to happen today. Okay, so getting back, so Amar of Shmuel is a new topic, getting back to the Mishnah on that base. Let's just talk about one more idea about ones. Rashi quotes back on the fourth line on top. What is the source? What was the first version of Rava? Midoraisa, ones is always a claim. It shouldn't be a good get. Ones, we know ones is an issue. Rashi quotes, where do we know that from? Last week's parsha, 2 weeks ago's parsha. V'lanara lo sase davar. The nara is raped. Parsha's kisese tells us, nothing happened. She's not punished. She's not punished. Rashi quotes that. What does Rashi quote that? For the line, to midza oraisa lo havigita. See what Rashi is explaining there on the fourth Dibur Maskal on the Amud. Rashi is explaining why midza oraisa, ones should be a claim and it shouldn't be a good get. And he quotes v'lanara lo sase davar. Ask the Achronim, ask Rabbi Chanan in the Kovet Shiurim. When we say an ones occurs, how do we look at that act that happens? Let's say an ones happens. He couldn't. Do we say that, let's say the act of the Nara Hamarasa, the case that Rashi quotes, do we say that the Maisa took place, but she's just putter? It's a Peter Oshin. Did she have a Maisa Bia? Of course she had a Maisa Bia. She was Nanas. But you know what? She's not going to get punished for it. How could we punish her? That for sure it means. But says Rabbi Chanan, then what's Rashi talking about? What does a Ptur Onshin have to do with whether we accept Ones as a claim or not in the case of Get? Says Rabbi Chanan, you know what Rashi seems to be saying? When it comes to an Ones, a Maisa Aveira Ba'ones, it's not even called a Maisa Aveira. It's not just a Ptur Onshin. The act didn't happen. Or else what's Rashi doing? Says Rabbi Chanan, what is the fact that you don't get punished in a case if you didn't have Aveira have to do with this case where the guy's coming back and screaming, I'm back, I'm back? What does that have to do with any Aveiras? So it must be no. Rashi is saying, describing what a Maisa Aveira is called Ba'ones. Maisa Aveira Ba'ones is not just that you're in putter, but the act didn't happen. It's a Maisa Aveira. It's wiped away. It's wiped away. Rabbi Chanan uses this to explain a Rambam. A steer in a Rambam. The Rambam writes, in Hilchas Yisodei HaTorah, what happens if a person, Rachman al-Islan, somebody puts a gun to a person's head and says, be Mizana or I'm going to kill you. Even though I'm going to kill you. Gilead writes, one of the big three. So ultimately, a person has to be Yehari Valyav, has to give his life. Let's say he didn't. He couldn't live up to the challenge. He was over. He was over. I couldn't give my life. Says the Rambam, Chil Hashem, he couldn't do it, but we don't punish him. But no, he doesn't, he doesn't punish him. We don't punish him. It was Machal Shem Shemayim, but says the Rambam in Hilchas Yisodei HaTorah, in Hey Dalid, that Ein Malkin Oso, right? Afal Pi that he was violated, but only Ein Malkin Oso, no Malkus. Three halachas later, says the Rambam, the person is sick. The person is sick. Chola sheyesh bo sakana. And the only thing that he could use to save himself is an Asherah tree, an Avodah Zarah tree. And he'll use Avodah Zarah. Says the Rambam, you're not allowed to. You're Harbal Yavar. You can't. Misrapin mechol yisurin shabat Torah b'makam sakana chutz mi'avodah Zarah gila raiz shvi chasdamim. Person says, I'm going to die unless I'm a zana with that woman, right? Or even the Gemara even said, even says, I would try to look at her behind the fence. So says the Rambam, you also, you're not allowed to. And what happens if you violated, you took the medicine? We do punish him. Right? Onchin also bezin onash harayla. Says the Rebbe Elchanan, what's the difference between the two cases? In the case where somebody has a gun to your head and you violate, okay, it's an ones, but you're not going to get punished. And in the case where you're sick, you're also about ones. So chol sheyesh bo sakana, why are you going to get punished? Why are you going to get punished? If an ones is a pure onchin, then why should there be any type of chilek? It was an ones, what can I do? No, but if you say ones, says Rabbi Chanan, is a hafkas maisa aveira, it's as if it didn't happen. So then maybe, in the case of the gun to your head, okay, it didn't happen. But here, you did act willingly. Okay, you're in a situation of ones, you're sick, but you did act willingly. And it's avodah zarah, it's Yehari Valyavar. So that's why, that leaves open the possibility that here it is defined as a maisa aveira. You know, it's not totally ones, and therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, If it's that deeper idea of hafkas maisa aveira, then you understand the chiluk. Again, this gets into a larger issue of if you have a situation that's ba'ones, but the act is baratzon, you know, what do you say there? We discuss, again, we don't have time, but just to mention it, the Noda B'Yehuda has a tshuva, where there's a caravan of people traveling. Caravan of people traveling, and all of a sudden, pirates come and start attacking them and say, we're going to kill all of you. All of you are dead meat. And then one woman, with the haskama of her husband, goes and is able to be mezane with one of the captors and in that way save all the Jews. She did it willingly. That's baratzon. She wasn't baratzon. They were all going to get killed. Is that number of questions? Was she allowed to do it? Should she have done it? Save everybody? Once she did it, is she asur labayla? Her husband was maskim. Is she asur labayla? She did it baratzon, but she really did it baratzon. So it's a situation of ones with an act of ratzon, right? They talk about Yael, they talk about Esther, but all the Achronim discuss, is it a good thing to do? And even if it was a good thing to do, does she become Asura Labayla? So again, that relates to that Rambam about being sick. It's a situation of Ones with a Maisa of ratzon.
Rambam would say that if somebody had a gun to your head and said, if you don't serve a white czar, we're going to kill you, that would be first case.
Right, in that case,
that would be like no Maisa.
It wouldn't be like no Maisa. Again, you shouldn't do it, but if you did it, you don't get punished because there's no Maisa Aveira. As if you didn't do it. As if you didn't do it. We don't. It's not just that we don't fault you, but it's as if you didn't do the Maisa Aveira. Okay, I mean, it works the opposite as well. Let's say you didn't get to do a mitzvah because you wanted to do a mitzvah and you were nanas. The halacha could be, it's as if you did it. Just like here, it's as if you didn't do it. It's as if you did it. You tried to shake a lulav, you didn't have enough money to buy a lulav. It's as if you did it, we can give you credit. Yeah. Ashes Kohen, so that could be a nafkamina. Is it considered an Ashes Kohen Shenanas? Right, because if you say it's not even a Maisa Aveira, so then, right, even an Ashes Kohen would be able to stay married. Right, that would be a Bechidish, yeah.
So there is the punishment given to the Shemar
in the first case? In the case of a person that has a gun to your head, right, so the Rambam's lashon is you're a Mechal Hashem Shemayim, Komi Shenamar Yehari Val Yavar, and you did it, Mechal Hashem Shemayim, Ubitel Mitzvah Saseh of Kiddush Hashem, Ba'afal Pikein, Ein Malkin Oso, right? Right, so is there a Misa Beis Shema? I mean, you're Bechal Hashem. I mean, this is one of the mitzvahs of the Torah that we didn't, just like any, but it's like a mitzvah zaseh. It's a very serious mitzvah zaseh. Any mitzvah zaseh that you don't do, you don't get punished for. Even Beis Shemaim. Kodesh Baruch Hu keeps his scorecard. But if you don't put on tefillin, if you don't do any mitzvahs asay, you know, this is a mitzvah asay of Kiddush Hashem. But that's what we do. Okay. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, six lines up. When do we say that a woman has to get married on Wednesday? That's only now, post Ezra, where the Beis Din sits on Mondays and Thursdays. And therefore you have to get married on Wednesday. We discussed yesterday, why not on Sunday? But before Ezra, before the time of Ezra, where Beis Din sat every day, then she could have gotten married any day. Says the Gemara, "Kodem takanis Ezra, my da hava hava." Who cares about before Ezra? You should know that before Ezra, women got married every day. So, my da hava hava. What difference does it make to us? But my nafkamina. The Gemara asks that sometimes. That what are you just telling me a historical event? What could it mean for me lamaisa? The Gemara says, how many judges were needed to judge a shor that went up on Har Sinai when Hakadosh Baruch Hu was there? How many? Who cares? The Gemara says, my da hava. What you know? So. How many judges? What does that have to do with me? The Gemara here says, "My tahava haba." The Gemara says, "Hachi kamer." No, there is an afkamina. Iika bati dinin tekfuna idna kakodem takanis Ezra. Ishan is bechol yom. If we ever go back to that metzius that Beis Din sits every day, so then a woman can get married each day, as we see today that a women marriages take place every day of the week. The bottom Tosfos says, "Nira lari." Tosfos says, "Don't get married on Friday." Why? Because Beis Din doesn't sit on Shabbos. Beis Din doesn't sit on Shabbos. It says Tosfos nira lari to become makom ein nisei b'shishi. But now he says, the minhag now is to get married on Friday. There's no Beis Din the next day. So he quotes, you can still complain on Shabbos. You can make it public on Shabbos. You know, you don't, even though it's not an actual din. And also maybe according to Rashi, where it's all about getting a din, people don't get together today. So Tosfos discusses, the Rishonim discuss whether you can even get married on Fridays. We know that there are the days even 100 years ago. Shlomo Zalman got married on Friday Purim. They didn't have enough money to make different sudas, so they combined the wedding suda, the Purim suda, and the Shabbos suda. Right? It was Friday afternoon, the marriage took place, and there they combined it all. The Rishonim here talk about already, if there was a Takana Darabanan to get married on Wednesday, just because things changed, how could you get rid of Takana Darabanan? Right? How can you just get rid of it? Right? There's a concept of called Davar Sheva Minyan Tzarech Bezan Achal Avatzlo. Once there's a halacha, you can't change it. Right? You can't take medicine on Shabbos, even though we don't grind medicine anymore, because that's a gzeira. Gzeira is takanis, again, large issue.
No, but that's what Rashi Mubayis said. It's predicated on the takana that was at that time.
So here you might say it was inherent in the original takana. Right. So when do you say things are inherent in the original takana?
We discussed this
in Maseches Beitza, right? We discussed this a long time ago. But that's also something that comes up here. Says the Gemara, you get married every day, Habid and Shaktu. But don't we have the issue of Shaktu that you had, like we had yesterday? That don't you need? You wanted to give the husband 3 days to work on the suda in order to get himself into the marriage. The Tarachle, we work it out that he's Toreach even if there's a Shabbos in between. Says the Gemara, my Shaktu. What did we just say? We said, what about Shaktu? As if Shaktu has a source in the Tanoim. Rashi says, yesterday Shmuel quoted Shaktu. You can never ask on a Tana from an Amora. So my Shaktu, what is the, where do we have a Tanaitic source that says Shaktu? The Gemara says, we do. The Tanya, as the Brisa says. But Bema Amr Psula Nesis Liyam Harvi, why does the Psula get married on Wednesday? Because if he has a question about Psulim, he could get up the next day and go to Bezdin on Thursday. But what about Sunday? Why don't you get married on Sunday? So the Gemara, the Brisa answers, Shaktu Chacham, Altakarnas Monas Yisrael, She Adam Torech, Besuda Shlosha Yamim, Echad B'Shabbos, V'Sheni B'Shabbos, Shlosha B'Shabbos. Chacham were concerned, and they wanted the husbands to busy themselves with the Suda for 3 days. Uberavi Kounsam. So therefore you see a source in the Tanoim that has Shaktu, and therefore that's how we can ask on the previous statement, you know, what do you do with Shaktu? But now the Brisa continues with another 4 lines, which the Gemara is going to talk about over the next couple of days. The next 4 lines. Number one, this is a continuation of this Brisa. Umi sakana ve'elech. But once a sakana started, nahagu ha'am lichnos b'shlishi. They started to get married on Tuesdays. What was the sakana? We'll talk about it. And chachamim, obviously, because it was sakana, they did not object to get married on Tuesday. This was even b'shas that you should have got married on Wednesday. Next line of the Brisa, Ubisheni lo yichnos, but not Monday. Don't jump 2 days. Try to keep as close to the takana as possible. 1 day, v'makos ha'ones munter. But if there's an ones, then even Monday's okay. Even Monday's okay. We'll talk about that also. Last line, this is tomorrow's daf. Umafrishin as a chasav min hakala leil Shabbos, or in 2 days. Tchila, mebreishu osa chabura. And we don't allow, according to this opinion of the Braisa, we don't pass in this way, but we don't allow a chazan and a kala to have their first ma'isabiyya on Shabbos because osa chabura, because that is wounding. That is wounding, and that's an issur d'oraisa on Shabbos. We don't pass in that way. We'll talk about it, Be'ez Hashem, when we get up to it on Daf. Where is this? A couple of Hamabes. So that's the end of the Braisa. So let's talk about each extra line. So first, the first extra line that we had was from when, once Sakana came, they started to get married on Tuesdays. They changed it. Noha, and look at the lashon. Nahagu ha'am lichnas b'shlishi. The minog started to get married on Tuesdays. So the Gemara says, "My sakana. What's the sakana that we're talking about here? That because of the sakana, the minog came to get married on Tuesday." Ilema da amri b'sula hanisus liamarvi tehareg. What did they make a gzera? Whoever gets married on Wednesday is going to be killed. So is that what the sakana is? That's what sakana usually means. Nahagu l'gamri akris. What do you mean? What does the Braisa mean? They were nohag, they accustomed themselves to get married on Tuesday. They, minog? Get rid of the takana. Their life is in danger. Forget that. What do you, be uprooted totally. What do you mean the minog, they decided to stretch it to Tuesday? What is the takana? It's the fashas, you just get rid of everything. So Amar Rava, no. The Amri Psula, this is the Yom Arvi, Tibol Lehegmon Trila. No, the Gzeira was that whoever got married on Wednesday would first have to live with the Hegmon. With the governmental agent, he would have to live with her first before she got married, if she got married on Wednesday. Really, Rashi explains that, no, every Jewish woman was in this gzeira, but they knew that the women got married on Wednesdays. That's why they made the rule, everyone who got married on Wednesday has to live with him first. And that's why they moved it to Tuesday. So we'll see why that helped. Hi, sakana onisu. For first, just a linguistic problem. So why is that called sakana? Nobody's life's in danger. It's an ones. It's an ones. So Gemara says, no, Mishum Diika Tsnuos, the Masr Nafshayu Luktala. There were Tsnuos that were Moser Nefesh. Some explain, they thought they would become Asuros Labaila based on this, and therefore they used to give themselves over to be killed instead of living with him. And that's why it's called Sakana, because it did lead to some life threatening situations. Says the Gemara now, a much needed to talk about line. Velidrash Lahu Da'onashari. So why don't we just tell them that it's Mutter? Why don't you tell them that it's mutter? V'lidrosh lehu da'onashari. Why don't we tell them that it's mutter? We'll get back to that line. Ika prutzos v'ikanam b'kahanos. No, there were prutzos that will say that they did it ba'ones, but really they would do it b'ratzon. And also there are kohanos, that an eshes kohen is aser, even if she is nanas. So therefore, because of those, that's why we cannot darshan that it's sharia, therefore it should be able to live with her husband. Says the Gemara v'liakre. Okay, we'll come back to that line. Let's just finish up the statement. Because of this sakana, why don't we uproot the whole gzeira? Why don't we just say, forget Wednesday? You have this danger. So the Gemara says, no. Gzeira viti debatzla. The gzeira, this gzeira is temporary. All gzeiras in Jewish history are temporary. But takanta derabana mekam gzeira lo akrina. We're not going to be mevatla takana, which could be permanent, because of a gzeira, which we know is temporary. So they did it on Tuesday. So why won't he come on Tuesday then? And if he wants to live with, if the Hegemon wants to live with each Jewish woman, so he'll come on Tuesday. So the Gemara says, no, he won't. Mishum, because he might have a woman to live with, he's not going to uproot himself from his palace and come. You know, if he knows, Wednesdays are all the weddings, so come on Wednesday, because it's Bavadah. He knows there's a wedding this week. But if he's not sure, he's not going to come. Oh, maybe there's going to be a marriage on Tuesday, so he's not going to uproot himself because of that. Period. So that's all explaining the line of Sakan. So let's talk for a moment about Velidrosh Lehu Da'onashari. That line of the Gemara, why don't we tell him it's Mutter? Yeah. Let's Bezdin change its day, what, to Sunday? There's only two choices. Bezdin can change its day. As we mentioned yesterday, Monday, Thursday, Yemei Rachamim. That's Dafka why the Bati Dinim are open those days. So that's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that we can't change.
But it said before that the Bezdin was open every day.
Only post Ezra. Now this is back pre-Ezra. I'm saying that's only post, right.
Right.
So nowadays. So but after Ezra, right, this whole story took place at a time when Bezdin was only open Mondays and Thursdays. And therefore the Takana was still intact of getting married on Wednesday.
Right.
That's when this whole story took place. You're right.
Right,
beforehand they were open based on need they were open. And nowadays also, based on need. So says Tosfos and all their other Rishonim. V'lidrosh lehu da'onashari? Why do we tell him it's mutter? What do you mean it's mutter? It's Gili Arayas. What do you mean it's mutter? What does that line mean? V'lidrosh lehu da'onashari? Why don't we tell them that it's mutter? But that was before. To tell them that they don't have to be machmir and give their life because what?
Because it's an onis.
Because it's an onis, therefore it's mutter?
It's not mutter.
It's not mutter, so why does the Gemara say mutter? Does it mean muteris labayla b'di'evet? That's how we should read the Gemara? Okay, let's see. We've shown him here, have four different yesodos about, from this line about Gili Arayis, based on literal Hodon Ashari. Rabbi Tam says, and this is, everyone is important in the Sugya. Rabbi Tosas Velidrosh. Rabbi Tam says, it's not Gili Arayis, ein chayav in Misa, al be'ilas mitzri. Living with a non-Jew is not chayav Misa. The Rachmana afgre lazari de mitzri. And Rabbi Tam says, it could be there's no Isser Laboel, when a Gili Arayis happens with a non-Jew, there's no chayav Misa there. That's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Many kashas are asked on Rabbeinu Tam. The Rivam quotes many sources that what do you mean? Even living with a guy is going to be Asar Daraisa and considered Gili Arayis. So the second answer, the Rivam quotes on the second medium line. He says, no. Famous words from Masechet Sanhedrin, Isha Karka Olam Hi. Isha Karka Olam, meaning for the woman, she's passive. She's not doing anything. She's passive. Therefore, in this case, that's what it means, V'lidu Shaluhu Da'on Ashari. For a man, obviously, man is active. And therefore, it would be Gili Arayis. But for the woman in this case, Isha Karka Olam, and that's what the Gemara means by that it is Mutter. It's an interesting biur. What exactly does this mean, Isha Karka Olam? Rabbi Chanan says, in Kovetz Ha'aris, he says, generally, life beats Averos. Right? Generally, if somebody says, be Mechal Shabbos, somebody says, eat non-kosher, or I'm going to take your life, what wins? Life wins. So life beats Averos. By these three, by the big three, so do we say Averos beat life? Says Rabbi Chanan, that's not how we look at it. It's a stalemate, really. It's even. Really, Averos versus life, equal. So what do? Nothing. Usually doing nothing means we're killed. Somebody says, be mezaneh, bow down or I'm going to kill you. So you know what? It's a stalemate. Shave al tas and do nothing. So if you don't bow down, the guy's going to kill you. Isha karka olam, stalemate, do nothing. So here it works out that if you do nothing, you're saved, karka olam, and you're going to be mezaneh, but that is what's allowed. That's Rabbi Chanan's explanation of Isha karka olam. It's not just a passive, but it's just that in general, whenever you have a case of the big three, the halacha is always be passive, because there's a stalemate, life versus the big three. So generally, being passive means you're killed. But here, being passive means you live. That is all number two. Rabbeinu Tam says it's bias akum. Number two, the Rivam says it is karka olam. Number three, the Ramban says, there are four, and then we'll finish. The Ramban says this is a case of hana'as atzman. Again, a big topic, but the Gemara Sanhedrin has a day at least that even if a guy is doing something for their own hana'a, not to prove that God doesn't exist, but because they want to have a taiva, they want to get hana, then that's also not Gili Arayis, that's not Yahar Gval Yavar, number three. And finally, number four, a very ingenious pshat, and that's quoted by Rabbeinu Kreskes here and others. When do we say Yahar Gval Yavar? When do you ever say Yahar Gval Yavar? Only if your giving your life is going to prevent the Avera from occurring. Right? Somebody, kill Reuven. I'm not going to kill Reuven. Kill Reuven, or else I'm going to kill you. Sorry, you have to kill me. So I'm killed, so therefore what happens? Reuven wasn't killed. The Avera wasn't done. But says Rabbeinu Kreskes, if the Avera is going to be done anyway, then the whole thing doesn't apply. The Avera will be done and then they'll kill you. Says here, what's going to happen here? The woman's going to give her life. No, what they're going to be mezaneh with her and then they're going to kill her. So there's no sense going to happen anyway. So there's no reason to give her life. No, they're going to be mezaneh with her whether she likes it or not. Rabbeinu Kreskes says similar. He says, what about story we had in Masechet Shabbos? Can't forget the story. Elisha Balkanafayim. He's wearing his tefillin, and they're running after him. He takes off his tefillin. And so the big kasha is, if it wasn't Sakharat HaFashis, how could he be wearing tefillin in the first place? Let's go with the other question. It was Shas HaShmad. So he, even every tiny little thing, so how was he able to take off his tefillin? How was he able to take off his tefillin? It was Shas HaShmad. Sakharat Yehari Val Yavar. So what's the answer? The answer is because what was going to happen? Let's say he would leave his tefillin on. They'll kill him and take off his tefillin. It was going to happen anyway. The only time Yahar Gval Yavar occurs is if that's going to prevent the Avera. But if it's not going to prevent the Avera anyway, there is no Yahar Gval Yavar. So that's what we say here too, because what is the fourth answer? Why is it mutter? Because it's going to happen anyway. They're going to be baller anyway. So therefore, it's not Yahar Gval Yavar. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Yosef Masha Karanu Khan Kasuf Khan. And we have our work to do. Today's shiur was sponsored by Zeichon Nishmas, Rachel Bas Moshe.